Good morning, everyone. We'll get started here this morning, and we are in the last Psalm of Ascents. We're in 134. These last two ascent psalms are the only psalms that begin with Behold. Now, we have almost 600 Beholds in the Bible, but there's only two verses. I checked Psalms. I didn't check them all. I checked Genesis. I didn't see it in that either. 53 in Genesis. 30 in Psalms, Behold. But these are the only two that have Behold. So we're to have our attention called to these Psalms. And these are the finale of the ascent. They have been in Jerusalem now. They've been worshiping. They've been in the city. And they're ready to leave now, going back home. So it's a blessing psalm. And I was looking. There's so many different blessing songs out there, which are really well. And this one, which you may not be familiar with, Bless God, but I think it's really has so much words in it that are right out of this psalm. And then, but follow the words on this Bless God, because I think it is, I listened to it a number of times, and I really kind of like it. But it may not be very familiar to you, so.
Blessed are those who run to Him, place their hope and confidence in Jesus. He won't forsake them. And blessed are those who seek His face, who bend their knee and fix their gaze on Jesus. They won't be shaken. Come on and praise the Lord. Sing if you love His name. Come on and lift your voice with me. He's worthy of all our praise. Blessed are those who walk with Him, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage with Jesus. See His glory, and blessed are those who die to live, whose joy it is to give it all for Jesus and for Him only. Oh, Jesus, all for Your glory.
Lord,
Father, we thank you that we can gather here once again. And Lord, you've been so faithful, and it's been about 14 months, I guess it is, since we were able to meet here. And this is our last meeting in this place, but we're never apart from you. And so, Lord, as we move to Corona del Mar next week, Lord, I just pray that we would sense your presence wherever we are, and you would enable us to gather together and lift our voices in song and in prayer to you. So lead us this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 134, praising the Lord in his house at night. Verse 1, behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the household of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. I think it's only 42 words. It's the shortest of one of the ascent psalms. But it's really wonderful. It's such an encouragement. I think this has several different applications. First, behold means to get your attention. Listen up now. Listen up. This is important, we would say. And then that word bless is barak. Now, it's used about equivalent amount of times is praise, or it's used as bless. So whichever you want to use is acceptable from a vocabulary standpoint. Personally, I want to praise the Lord, and I want him to bless me. Seems to fit my idea a little bit better. Me blessing the Lord doesn't kind of seem possible, really. I know David said, bless the Lord, O my soul. But me blessing the Lord is like, you know, an ant trying to lift a ton of weight, right? Whereas he blessing me is so right there. Now, I can praise him, though, right? So use whichever you like. In a number of the translations, this psalm reads, behold, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night in the house of the Lord lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. I kind of like that. And then the third one, though, third verse is him, the Lord who made the heaven and the earth, and pretty much all of them use the word bless there. So these Hebrew words are great, but they're not as explicit as the Greek language, and so they have more than one meaning more often than the Greek language does. But it's behold, listen up, praise the Lord or bless the Lord. And so then I say, who is to do this? It says all you servants of the Lord. Now, servants of the Lord, probably the first thing you would think of in the context of the psalm of ascents here is the temple, right? And all night in the temple, there would be basically 24 Levites. There would be three priests, and there would be one captain of the guard. So there's 27 people who were in the temple all night long, and they would be responsible for seeing that the fires kept burning and that things were safe and so forth. But you had a lot of time on your hands. And so the idea there is all this time on your hands all night long, you're to praise the Lord. You're to praise the Lord. So I don't do that. I don't think I've ever praised the Lord for too long, certainly not all night. But this is the psalm here. And so this is really an encouragement as we pray for our leaders, as we pray for our pastors, as we pray for those shepherding us, we want to encourage them in our prayers to be praising the Lord, right? Because they're so busy. They're so busy. Either preparation or meetings or this or that, they have so little time really to praise the Lord. But they have 24 hours a day just like the rest of us do, and it's a priority thing, right? So I think we need to pray for them. And you can put priests in there if you want, all you priests of the Lord, because the priests really had the primary responsibility. See, all priests are Levites, but not all Levites are priests, right? So the priests are very few of the Levites, really. But the priests would be having the responsibility primarily for the spiritual content of things. And so all you priests of the Lord. Now, who are the priests? Well, we're all priests now, right? In fact, we are now kings and priests. Did you know there's only three different types of king priests? There's Melchizedek, There's Jesus Christ, and there's us. That's all I know. But we are. We're priests and kings. We read that in 1 Peter 2:5. We also read that in Revelation 1:6 that we are priests. And so this is for all of us to bless the Lord, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the household of the Lord. So that is in context, really would refer to those 27 people there in the house of the Lord all night long. Now, as these pilgrims here, who particularly in Psalm 134, would be getting up early to take off early because they have a long journey and it's hot, particularly during the summer months or late spring and early fall, you'd want to get an early start. You don't want to be walking in the heat of the day. So you'd need to be up early. And so they would see the lighting in the temple there somehow, some way. I'm not quite sure how what all you could see, but they would be aware of the people alive and well and standing there all night long in the temple. And so this is what it says, who by night stand in the household of the Lord. And then give everything to him there to what? Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. But I believe it's more than that. I think we're to lift our whole self up to him, really, in surrender and so forth, right? And lifting our hands. So let's all lift our hands now. It's just we're in here. You'd lift your hands often, but just think about this. Praising the Lord as we lift our hands. There's something about having our hands lifted up that it kind of seems like we're pointing to him more so than if we got our hands down, right? And so here is the exhortation in the psalm. You can put your hands down whenever you want, or you can keep them up if you want. But lift up your hands in the sanctuary. And as far as I'm concerned, wherever we are is his sanctuary, and we're to be his sanctuary, aren't we? That's one of those other nice songs. Lord, prepare me to be your sanctuary, a sanctuary of the Holy Spirit. This is where we want the Holy Spirit to be residing in us, and that is in the sanctuary, basically. So lift up your hands in the sanctuary and what? Praise the Lord or bless the Lord. So how often are you doing that? Hey, we got at least one. Well, I would submit that we all do it, but we don't do it enough. How many minutes are you praising the Lord versus checking of the wonderful things going on in the world? And then when you run into other people, how much of your minutes are spent talking about how bad things are versus praising the Lord? I think we would all probably come short on that one, right? Because there's a lot of bad out there. But that's all going to pass away. What we're praising about is never going to pass away. Never going to pass away. So praise the Lord. And then we see the Lord responding in verse 3 in the psalm here. The Lord, Yahweh, who made heaven and earth, bless you, he says. Bless you. And notice, it's from Zion. It's not the Lord who made the heaven bless you from heaven, or it's the Lord who made the earth bless you from earth. It's the Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion. Now, what is Zion? Well, it's Jerusalem. It's also the church. And who's the church? That's also us, really. Aren't we? Aren't we the church? And so the blessings are to come from the church. In my opinion, the blessings are to come from us as well, right? Are you blessing anyone, especially the unbelievers? Boy, how they need a blessing.
Yes.
So we see then, Lord can never be a debtor. So he will always outbless anybody who blesses him. No matter how much you bless him or how much you praise him, he will bless you and praise you more. Isn't that wonderful to have a God like that?
Yes.
Now, the rest of the world has a false God, and they can never do enough. I mean, the Muslims pray, I don't know, 4 or 5 times a day, but most of them don't know Arabic. So if they don't know Arabic, they don't even know what they're saying. And they are taught, I believe, that Allah only understands Arabic. So if you don't know Arabic, you don't even know the language that God can hear. But of course, even if you know Arabic, he can't hear you anyway, because he's not a God. So you're worshiping something that doesn't exist. You're worshiping something that's dead. It may be in your mind, because we're all programmed to worship something. But we worship in any language, or even just no words at all, we can worship the Lord, and he knows exactly what's in our heart, doesn't he? So once again, the psalm reads, "Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord." Now, another thing that came to mind, when we lift our hands, I see a bunch of pictures there. One, I see a little child coming along and say, you know, "Pick me up, Lord." Isn't that nice? Another one is just surrender. "I'm just surrendering to you, Lord." And another one may be, "Stick up your hands, Lord. I'm sorry. I blew it on that one. Lord, just forgive me," right? So lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. And then the response from the Lord who made heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. So isn't that a beautiful way to end these Psalm of Ascents? We've had 15 of them, and we've seen quite a variety, and we could see the picture as they come up the hill on their way to Jerusalem, and when then they finally get inside the gates, and they finally get inside the temple, and they see the worship, and so forth, and now they're ending that and on their way, getting ready to go back home. So it's kind of like us this morning, and every Saturday morning we come here and get all excited, or at least I do, and I'm around my people and our people, and we're family, and they're totally accepted and comfortable, and you know, it's just wonderful. But then we leave here.
Yeah.
Then we go out that door. We're still really good until we get in the car, and then we go out in the street. How long? How long before you lose it, right? Yeah. But there's a lot of rage out there, isn't there, in that dark and dying world? But that's, we want to be blessing them, and we want to be that light to them, do we not? So here we are this morning. When we get to the end of the hour, I'll talk about meeting next week and so forth a little bit. But let's just now focus on praising Him, blessing Him, and praying to Him as the Spirit would lead us to use these moments together. So let us pray. We'll close with a song, but before that, I want to make a correction on my notes because I don't want to mislead anybody. This is our last week here. Next week, we plan to meet at Doug and Darlene's house. And on the last page, on the third page of your notes, take a look so you get it right. You'll see it's 1201 Key West, Corona Del Mar. On page two, it says 1202 Key West. Now, I know they're buying a lot of property, but I don't think they have houses on both sides of the street. So it's 1201, and well, we chose that place just to confuse everybody. So. But we'll only be, you know, you can be late next week. But after that, and then it is at their home. So I would ask you, we'll try to keep the arrival date no earlier than 6:15. Because I don't want them up at 4 o'clock thinking somebody's going to come out the door at 5. Now, you don't need to be there before 6:15, okay? And so if you get there next week early, that's fine. But, you know, if it's at your house, you wouldn't want people coming in at all hours of the night, right? I mean, that's a little bit extreme. But I'm overemphasizing that because here, nobody's here. You can come in anytime, but it's a little different than a home, I think. You can talk I'll tell you how most of us will go there. We'll go down the 73 and get off at MacArthur. Now, you have different places. You'll come different ways. But if you go MacArthur up to the top of the hill where Fashion Island is on your right and Rogers Garden is on your left, you take a left there and you go down about 2 miles to Marguerite and you turn right and you go down to the 2nd Street, I think it is. It? First stop sign, take a left. And then you take an immediate left after that, and then you turn around, and the park's on your right, and they're on the left. And one of the reasons that I chose kind of that place, because Sean was so gracious, she opened up her home down in Irvine. But there's great parking there. They've had a lot of meetings there with the kids all the time, and the neighbors are accustomed to it. And so there's no gates or anything else you have to worry about. And maybe the GPS is kind of a problem, but that'll only be that way for the first time. You might look for my black Lexus. It'll be there. I'm going to park on the right side by the park. And other people... No, I want them to see my car over there. And they'll know it's across the street. And people that come a little later can get closer to the house. How's that? It's only across the street, so it's not that long way. Okay, is that all right? Any questions anybody has, talk to Doug and Darlene. I didn't feel liberty to put that on there. I put mine on there, but if you want to put hers on, put hers on. All right, any questions anybody has? Don't come here next Saturday. Well, Father, we thank you. We thank you for watching over us this last year plus here. And Lord, we know you're everywhere, so it's not that we're leaving you, but we will be with you and you will be with us if we open our hearts to you. Bless each one because they came today, and help us just to remember what you've done for us and what you are allowing us to do to influence someone's eternal future, maybe by showing. And even if there's nobody around, we're just praising you and we're just demonstrating our great love for you, Lord. You don't need us for anything, but you will use your people. And so we thank you for that. So may your will be done, and may your kingdom come in each of our hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.